Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. January, faithful in the storm.
Where the end, the empty space. Hello and welcome back. We are on day number 118 of our Through the Bible in a Year reading program. Today's the day of the week when we come to the Psalms and Proverbs. We'll be reading from the Psalms, the 48th through 50th Psalm, and Proverbs 12, 1 through 9. Psalm 48 through 50 offer praise, wisdom, reflection on God's nature, and, the human condition. Psalm 48 celebrates God's presence and projection and praises the city of God, Jerusalem, not just for its physical beauty, but as a symbol of God's strength and refuge. Psalm 49 addresses the universal themes of mortality and the fleeting nature of wealth. It also contrasts destinies of the righteous and the wicked, emphasizing that wealth cannot redeem a soul from death. Psalm 50 represents God as the supreme judge, calling the heavens and earth to witness his judgment. It criticizes criticizes the ritualistic practice of sacrifices without genuine devotion and highlights to the importance of thanksgiving and integrity. And then we move over to Proverbs chapter 12. We do repeat some of these proverbs just to lengthen them out so they last the length of the entire reading program. So we do get something from Proverbs each week. But this week we're reading Proverbs 12, 1 through 9, which provide us with practical wisdom on righteousness, speech, and the consequences of our action. Like Psalm 91, it also contrasts the outcomes for the righteous and the wicked, while emphasizing the value of knowledge, the power of truthful speech, and the folly of wickedness. Let's go to our reading. We'll start in Psalm 48, verse 1. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain, beautiful in elevation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the north sides, the city of the great king. God has shown himself in our citadels as a refuge. For behold, the kings assembled themselves. They passed by together. They saw it. Then they were amazed. They were dismayed. They hurried away. Trembling took hold of them there. Pain as of a woman in travail. With the east wind, you break ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord of armies, in the city of our God, God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought about your loving kindness, God, in the middle of your temple. As is your name, God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your garments, your judgments. Walk about Zion and go around her. Number its towers. Notice her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the next generation. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death. Psalm 49. Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all you inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth will speak words of wisdom. My heart will utter understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will solve my riddle on the harp. Why should I fear in the days of evil when iniquity at my heels surrounds me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast in their multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their life is costly. No repayment is ever enough that he should live on forever, that he should not see corruption. For he sees that wise men die. Likewise, the fool and the senseless perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses will endure forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They name their lands after themselves, but man, despite his riches, doesn't endure. He is like the animals that perish. This is the destiny of those who are foolish and those who approve their sayings. Selah. They are appointed as a flock for Sheol. Death shall be their shepherd. The upright shall have dominion over them in the morning. Their beauty shall decay in Sheol, far from their mansion. But God will redeem my soul from the power of Sheol, for he will receive me. Selah. Don't be afraid when a man is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased, for when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His glory won't descend after him. though while he lived, he blessed his soul. And men praise you when you do well for yourself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see the light. A man who has riches without understanding is like the animals that perish. Psalm 50. The mighty one, God, the Lord speaks and calls the earth from sunrise to sunset. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines out. Our God comes and does not keep silent. A fire devours before him. It is very stormy around him. He calls to the heavens above, to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together to me, that those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Hear my people, and I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I don't rebuke you for your sacrifices. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. I have no need for a bull from your stall, nor male goats from your pens, for every animal of the forest is mine, and the livestock on 1,000 hills. I know all the birds of the mountains. The wild animals of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it. Will I eat the meat of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Pay your vows to the Most High. Call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. But to the wicked, God says, what right do you have to declare my statutes that you have taken my covenant on your lips, since you hate instruction and throw my words behind you? When you saw a thief, you consented with him and have participated with adulterers. You give your mouth to evil. Your tongue frames deceit. You shall sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. You have done these things, and I kept silent. You thought that I was just like you. I will rebuke you and accuse you in front of your eyes. Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you into pieces and there be none to deliver you. Whoever offers the sacrifice of thanksgiving glorifies me, and prepares his way so that I will show God's salvation to him. Over to the book of Proverbs, verses 1 through 9. Chapter 12. Whoever loves correction loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. A good man shall obtain favor from the Lord, but he will condemn a man of wicked plans. A man shall not be established by his wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. A worthy woman is the crown of her husband, but a disgraceful wife is as rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are just, but the advice of the wicked is deceitful. The words of the wicked are about lying in wait for blood, but the speech of the upright rescues them. The wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he who has a warped mind shall be despised. Better is he who is little known and has a servant than he who honors himself and lacks bread. A righteous man respects the life of his animal, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. Well, that is our reading for day. Actually, I read an extra verse there, Proverbs 10 or 12:10, but that's okay. Let's go through a couple of devotional thoughts and meditations to wrap up today. How can you recognize God's presence and protection in your life in such a way that it changes your perspective on challenges and fears? And reflect on your attitudes towards wealth and possessions. How do you balance the pursuit of material wealth with spiritual values? And how do your words and actions reflect your values? How can you seek wisdom and integrity more earnestly in your life? And an idea, if you'd like to take your study a little further today, the Heart of Worship, Psalm 50, explore other biblical passages that discuss the nature of true worship and how it is expressed in a believer's life. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating.